Hello, everybody. It's Jenny Jordan. I'm here to guide you on your next wellness journey, from mindset to self-care and all the stuff in between. It's all about the basics. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. What's up? What's new and exciting with you? I have a little cold and I sound like a Muppet. Welcome to it. It happens all the time during the winter. And so I am going to play you something that I talked about in one of my groups because I cannot talk this week. So I hope you really enjoy this. It's all about growth and confidence and something that we need to do in this year-end review for yourself. So grab a pen, grab some paper, because I'm going to ask you a lot of questions, and it's so epic. So I love you all so much, and thank you for being so patient with me, because literally sounding like a Muppet is not fun. And plus, my hair is up. I'm wearing my goofy glasses because my eyeball's all scratchy as all hell. But you know what? I'm still doing it. I'm still showing up. And I love you all so big. Mwah. Take care and enjoy. This year, we witnessed an inspirational journey on a lot of our personal wellness over 2023. Even though that you may not think that you did, girl, you did. You did a lot of things, mentally, emotionally, intuition-wise, physically. We all did a lot of things. We adopted a healthier lifestyle. You are literally learning and growing all these new things every day. You're conquering new goals. You're embracing more of a holistic lifestyle, even by just listening to me yammering on. This year we saw a huge surge in a lot of mindfulness practices, people being more aware with their nutritional needs, and people being more mindful about movement. I would say in 2023, there's been a big, just this shift into a lot of women being, hey, I need to be a little bit more mindful of shit that's going on in my life. We incorporate a lot of, self-care. And that's my big word for 2024 is self-care. And I have it written up on my bulletin board up here. Because this is a cornerstone for us. If we don't have self-care in our lives, what are you doing? You can't pour from an empty cup. You got to fill this all the way up and give from the overflow. Self-care is a huge part of wellness. It's not only holistic wellness, it's mental wellness, it's emotional wellness, it's your spiritual guides, it's whoever you pray to, it's whoever you have this bond with that guides you during the day. It's that significant practice that we engage in on a daily basis. But let's do a little recap here on some growth journey that we had. I'm going to ask you some questions that's going to make you think. So what were the top professional and personal growth wins that you had this year? For me, it's been a lot. It's been constantly evolving as a coach, as a wife, as a woman, as an athlete, as a dog mom, as just the person that I want to be. I'm always learning and growing and trying to understand who I want to be and how I want to present myself. And it's so funny. I look back as a 20-year-old Jen. You know, I always say the evolution of my name and how I got back to Jenny. I've come so far. I've done so many things, and I'm really proud of the path that I'm on. And we need to be proud of those steps that we take. We also need to discuss some strategies that we take. You know, I'm a wellness and a life strategist, and I'm all about talking about strategy. And what kind of strategy are you taking? You know, what kind of techniques did you learn in 2023 that were effective? Did you do a seminar? Did you read a book? Did you learn something at work that was new? What kind of techniques did you, you know, learn in your, that little 6-inch sponge in there that made you really go, You know, there are many books that people read that are fascinating. I'm really into audiobooks because of my learning disability and how I really comprehend information. I love audiobooks. I'm so excited because Arnold Schwarzenegger book is coming out on the 15th for audio. Actually, I think it's out now, to be honest, and I'm gonna purchase it. Because I think he's such a fantastic human. If you haven't watched his special on Netflix, it is fascinating. He is a fascinating human. By no means is he perfect. Absolutely not perfect. From the muscle bodybuilding world to being governor of California to a movie star, like, who does that? Arnold Schwarzenegger does. And he wasn't even like a U.S. citizen at first, but just the growth of him and his constant, like, never ending desire to be more amazing. Like, he's been such a role model for me in certain things. I mean, he did have some infidelity there. So, like, that's not a thing that I approve of, but you know, such is life. But there are things that we learn from. Books, people, seminars. Many of you know that I've been in the Tony Robbins world, and I love Brendon Burchard, and I'm really into my heart-centered coaches, and I love Lindsay, my coach, and I love Daniel Laporte and Katie Silcox and all these other people that I'm all into, because I think as we grow older, we identify more with different people. Even the most famous people have coaches. Tony has coaches. Brendon has coaches. Katie has coaches. Oprah has coaches. You know, all the best of the best have coaches because they're always learning and growing. I'm not saying that you need to have a coach, but I'm saying you need to learn and grow as we get older. Let's see here. Skills and acknowledgement. You need to be mindful of the things that we learned in 2023. You need to understand what worked and what didn't work and how we can make that better moving forward. There's a lot of shit that we went through and we're like, boy, I'm not doing that again. And there's a lot of things in the upcoming year you're like, wow, I want to, you know, dabble more into that, or I'm not doing that again, or I'm not, you know, being around those people. A lot of my coaching clients are like, I really want to narrow down my friend group, or my friends are really bringing me down. I need to find new friends. This is so fascinating because it's around that late 30s, early 40s, even 50s that women are starting to realize that we're not 20 anymore. We don't need to have 500 friends and maintain contact with all of them. It's about having that close-knit group that you are always in contact with. I'm always in contact with my besties. And I have a select few of besties that I contact. And I'm like, hey, this is up. This is what's going on. This is what's new. And, hey, I need help, or, hey, how are you? Like, you reach out to them. How are you constantly leaning into them, or vice versa, they're leaning into you for that support. You know, how moving into 2024 is going to be that year for you. Like, how are you going to be different in 2024? I know there's so many times that we've gone into a new year and we're like, yeah, this is going to be different. It's going to be amazing. I'm so stoked for it. And it's the same shit. It's the same hamster wheel. It's the same story. It's the same job. It's the same shit over and over and over again. But you don't have to make it like that. You don't have to do it. You can change that narrative. You can change that. That's up to you. And if there's anything that you're going to learn from me, it's the aspect of what new thing can you do for you? You know, I'm all about teaching wellness and life strategy, but I'm also known about teaching the fundamentals to help you springboard into that next level you. But the last few things I want to talk about here is, you know, those professional and personal goals that you have. You know, what have you done this year that you're super proud of? And, you know, relish in that moment. Be in that moment where you're like, man, I am super proud of myself. And how did I do it? You know, what moments did I have that I'm really proud of myself? I mean, don't get me wrong. There are moments that we remember clear as a bell, like that it's ringing, that, wow, I really messed up. I'm an idiot. I did this. But then we don't remember those moments that were like, man, everything snapped together like a Lego. And it was awesome. It was a beautiful, blissful moment. You know, sometimes we need to look inward and explore your personal values, those aspirations, and even your life goals a little bit deeper. And if it is going on ChatGPT or Dr. Google or whatever that you need to use and find some kind of format to help you, I'm hoping that your workbook that I gave you is going to spark up some of this interest. Is what are your values? What are your aspirations? What are your goals and your intentions? Sorry, my brain is all over the place. You know, what are they? How are you honing in on them? Every year we get stronger and smarter and more intuitive to ourselves. 2024 is a great year for you. You know why? Because you're smarter than you were today. You're going to be more prepared. You're going to be ready. You're going into the new year with your goals already clarified. We have, 2 weeks? A little over 2 weeks before the January rolls around. It's time to start thinking about what's most important for you. And then don't say, I want to make money and I want to be thin. Those are all great. Yes, I approve of those things. I would love those things myself. But it's like, get to the granular things. Get to the granular things. Like, what are they? What is the fundamental things that you want to achieve? So let's hop on the goal, or let's talk about a little bit of relationship and communications here. Like, how are you doing with your communication? I know a lot of us, we don't communicate authentically. Sometimes when we communicate, it's not coming out as well as we want it to articulate. And we know what we want to say in our brains, but it doesn't come out of our mouth the way we want it to come out. And it just comes out so yucky. You know, sometimes we just need to take that pause, that simple pause before we say something.
And it's something that I'm working on really hard, because sometimes I just like shoot from the hip and I'm like, and I say things, I'm like, wow, that was just not cool. And, you know, how can we work on that? You know, what can you do to, sorry, there's a big truck coming down the hill. I don't know if you can hear that. How can you soften those words, or how can you articulate things a little bit better for people to understand what you're trying to say, instead of getting frustrated and clamming up or getting just spoutful with your words? Explore communication strategies, or, you know, maybe look into just articulating better with people. Sometimes I tell family and friends, and then I'm like, I know this is coming out wrong, and I'm trying to figure out a best way to say it. That I'm just going to be like, hey, this is what I'm trying to say, but I don't know how to say it. You know, sometimes it's just, you need to do it like that. But it's also like, relationship-wise, how are you doing with your relationships? Are there people that you want to build better relationships with, and how do you do it? Are there people that you need to cut that tie with that are not healthy and not people that you should be with? I mean, there's so many times that we have relationships with people because we feel like we have to, and it's just not appropriate anymore. Like, that's so like 2000. And it's okay to be like, slowly step away from them. How many times have you been like the olive branch and reaching and reaching and reaching, and that you can't reach anymore because they don't want to be communicated with? It's so frustrating, because I know how it is. I've been that person. I've reached out so many times to friends and they don't reach back. And finally, you just stop reaching, and then the relationship just kind of fizzles out. And that's okay. Like, peace out, Girl Scout. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm tired of it. So what I'm trying to say in this day is, growth and development is forever evolving. It evolves to make us grow, to make us think, to make us articulate better. So there's a few questions that I want to kind of end with, and is, let's start thinking about our goals for 2024. You know, what are your priorities? What are things that you need to work on? What are things that you want to work on? What are your desires? What are your visions? You know, I love my mind mapping, but I'm also about vision boarding or dream boarding or whatever you want to call it. Like, what is your vision for yourself? Use like a lot of people call them SMART goals. I do a modified SMART goal when I write my strategy plans. But like, break down your goals, make them specific, make them measurable, make them like relatable to what you want, and put a date to them. Like, I'm going to achieve this goal by next Tuesday. Because if you put a date to them, you're going to get it done. But don't forget, like, when you start creating goals, that yes, there's going to be obstacles. People are going to throw bricks at you and throw Legos on the ground, that you're going to be like, oh, ooh, this really hurts. Like, these roadblocks are meant to make you think. These roadblocks are meant to make you pivot. These roadblocks are there on purpose, because it's going to give you a reminder of how we can change, learn, and grow. So I hope all this makes sense. The end of the year is such a glorious time. It's a very stressful time, but it's a very glorious time for all of us to be like, I did a lot of amazing things. I did a lot of crazy things, but I did a lot of amazing things. And how can I take all these things, put it on paper so I can visualize moving into 2024 with such enthusiasm, with more self-care, compassion, awareness, and such abundance for ourselves that it's going to be amazing. I'm so excited for you all to move into 2024 because you're going to learn the skills that you need to make it amazing. I hope you have a great day. And if you missed this, watch the replay, put #replay and put your questions below. So I love you all so big. Have a great day.